Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm your host. I've got Tom, with the owner of Tom's Appliances. We're going to talk to you about some of the most important things we use every day, and that's our appliances in our house. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsor. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I've got Tom with me. Hi, Tom.
Howdy, Scott.
And we got Jeremy, too.
Of course. What's going on?
Okay, you know what we got to do, folks. Who's going to win at 12 o'clock today? I'm still sticking with the Cowboys. They say they're a 5.5-point underdog.
I don't care.
I'm still going to stick. And I know every time I do this, they let me down, but I'm still sticking with the Cowboys today.
If Texas do, go for Dallas.
Yeah. And Jeremy, here you go.
I don't know. They're calling it Ice Bowl, too. And it's going to be a balmy 20 degrees there in Green Bay. That's a lot warmer than the Ice Bowl when it's 46 below zero.
Yeah, it's Bromo's back. So your prediction, everybody's listening, what is it?
I've been going back and forth in this because I think really the Cowboys can beat them.
I think they can, too.
Because I think the running game is going
to be – if they play like they can play.
The Packers can't stop the run. But if I had the bet on it, if I had the bet in my house that Scott Allison Real Estate sold me.
Good plug there. Way to go, Jerry. He's getting out of this prediction.
I'd probably take the Packers by three.
Okay, you can turn your mic off now. We don't need you anymore. Tom, let's talk about some important things.
Okay.
And we've been friends for a long time. I was going to say how long you've been in business, but we've been friends for a long, long time, and you've done stuff for me for 15 years.
D'Angelo.
Yeah, 15 years, 20 years. I don't know. It's been a long time.
It's been longer than that, I think.
So well, this will go longer. We'll just say.
Something like
that. Yeah, long enough. So you kind of know what you're doing.
Yeah, I've been doing this for almost 20, so yeah.
Yeah, you kind of got it down.
I did that before you came to D'Angelo.
Yeah, he's got it down, folks. I'm a big believer in Tom, and if you have appliances in San Angelo, Texas, you're going to have to replace them. That's just a matter of not if, it's when.
Yeah, it's just a matter of time.
And one thing, I'm going to brag on you first. I want you to kind of give some people some ideas. And we're going to ask you for some predictions on what to buy, or not predictions, some advice on what to buy or not to buy as far as things you've seen that you've had to replace or not replace. But I know when I had the house on Live Oak, and it was a fairly large house. We had two little kitchens. You came in. You not only moved some stuff around, put some new appliances in for me, but you actually were able to, under the sink where it got bad, you replaced all that. You fixed everything. You do more than just slide a refrigerator in a hole.
Yeah, I used to have Thomas Home Fair for it, Thomas Plant. So, yeah.
So, you can do it all pretty much.
I can do pretty much anything.
Just when it comes to it. Well, let's talk a little bit about what you do. What's your main source? You don't repair them, though.
No, we do not. We're just called install specialists. Everything we do requires a state license, like dishwashers, wall oven, micro hoods, vent hoods, all that requires a state license. So they call us install specialists. But anybody can do like washers, dryers, refrigerators.
Not anybody, Tom. You're talking to me.
Anybody,
you're talking to me.
Not unlicensed.
Yeah, okay.
Don't have to be licensed.
I can screw that up. I have.
Okay.
That's why I need your help.
But no, but like I said, that's the main thing we do. We just install. We do not do the service in. But there are some good service techs around if you need them. So, and sometimes you call us and we can refer somebody.
Okay. Well, how do they get a hold of you?
My mobile, that's like almost everybody else.
What?
325-656-3668.
Yeah, in fact, I don't even have a home phone anymore. The people who called me on my home phone was people that were soliciting. So I thought, you know what? If they want me, they got my money. That's how I get a hold of you, is on your cell phone.
Cell phone, oh, yeah.
Okay, but let's talk the appliances. You're saying the vent hoods, dishwashers,
micro hoods. Actually called Old Ranch Microwaves, but OTR. Ovens, cooktops.
And some of those double ovens weigh, I don't know how y'all get them in there. They weigh a ton. Jim Mitchell bought one. We helped him unload it. It was three of us. My God, how much do those things weigh?
Well, it depends on the appliance. Wall ovens, of course, that's in dropping ranges, you can be heaviest, but your double wall ovens. But they're probably anywhere from 180 to...
This one was heavier.
If you get like Viking, you can...
Yeah, this was a good one.
You're looking
more
like... You look about 400 or 500 pounds for them.
Yeah,
lead in them, I think.
It was a heavy one. Well, let's talk a little bit. Let's go all the way. Let's start at like a Viking, because I understand... What is Viking, Thermador? Those are kind of like the elite.
That's the upper line. That's most of that... Well, Thermador, Viking, that's all made in the United States, but you're going to pay for it.
I didn't know that. That's awesome. Yeah. I like that it's made in USA.
Made in USA. It's just, like I said, it's just a little more expensive. So
a little bit more expensive?
Yeah. A lot deeper in your pocket.
Things we talked about earlier, things that you've been replacing or not replacing. Let's start with dishwashers. That's kind of I haven't had good luck with dishwashers personally.
Well, one thing about it is the water in San Angelo.
And that's a fact.
Almost any dishwasher you got, it ain't wash as good like you had in the hill country. All right, better water, better wash dishes better. Okay. Our water here has got so many minerals and it's so hard that it's, you know, there are certain tricks that you need to do. One thing is you don't use a liquid detergent, you need to use a powder. or okay. a cube.
Yeah, see, I did not know.
I'd rather the cube. I like
so
the cube
So do
better.
Not use a liquid detergent.
Not use liquid detergent. Because
and
the minerals in the water don't mix, and a lot of times it can stop up your jets. So you don't go with the powder cube. And like I said, it's better to go with the cube. I'm telling you why. A lot of times people have a tendency to over-detergent it. They put too much in there. Because a cube makes you regulate, which is about right. Because you fill your tub all the way full of soap, that's too much soap. And a lot of people are bad about doing that. Fill it to the brim, you know.
Okay, folks, so. I don't know about y'all, but I just learned something because I know for sure that the Clay uses a liquid detergent in ours. Maybe that's part of the problem.
Yep, that probably could be around this area.
So, I said, okay.
Another thing is lemon shine is a big plus around here because lemon shine is a citric acid base, helps break down the hard water in your dishwasher.
Now, lemon shine is that's the.
It's a little it's powder. It's a little round bottle, has a little picture of a lemon on it.
Uh-huh.
HEB, Albertsons, Walmart, all of them carry it.
And does that go in with the.
Well, the way I like to do it on mine is I put like a tablespoon and a half in the main wash, put a cube on top, shut the lid, and maybe throw another tablespoon in the bottom of the tub, just let it go in the pre-wash. You can't hardly use too much of it because our water's so hard here.
So, okay. Hey, you just answered a great question for me, folks. Good information, Tom. Okay, dishwasher. So what about brands? What have you seen you've had to pull out more? What have you seen you've not had to pull out?
Be really careful what I say about brands.
Okay, then be real careful.
Okay. I have my favorites. I'll put that one.
Let's go with the goods. Let's take the top road, the high road, and let's say, what do you like the best?
My favorite is Bosch.
Okay.
That's you see Bosch and tools, see Bosch, and that's German engineering.
Okay.
And kind of hard, and most of them are parts coming from Germany, assembled in the United States or Canada. So, in other words, they're coming from a better place, and a lot of these other ones, their parts come from China, and they're assembled in Mexico. So, you know, you got to watch out. You know, that's you get what you pay for. Bosch is going to cost you a little more money. Bosch is higher.
Well, you know, it's amazing how most of the time when you get a better product, it usually costs you a little bit more money.
Well, yeah.
That's usually how it works.
Yep, and get what you pay for.
Yeah,
like
that's usually the truth.
Then after Bosch, I'd say, you know, after that, I'm kind of, man, I've to me, these ones I've had to take and change out, and then they do good for a while. I tell you a good thing to do. Here's one really good advice. Go to Consumer Report.
Oh, that is good advice.
Because usually, if one of these companies like GE or Frigidaire is not doing producing very good that year, all the consumers are going to know, and that's going to be out there. Hey, this dishwasher did a terrible job, and so
okay,
that's a good way to do it.
We're going to go with this, folks. The things I learned, don't use liquid detergent in San Angelo, Texas. Do the lemon shine,
wash
in your deal, and if you're going to replace it, probably spend a little bit more and get a Bosch unit.
And one other thing, very important on dishwasher, ever. 2 to 3 months, you need to run a dishwasher cleaner through it. Because even with all them steps, with this water, it'll still scale up them jets. All right, so you get like dishwasher mag, it'll tell you exactly how to use them back of the bottle. You go in there and what it does, it goes there and cleans your jets out and also disinfects your tub and everything. So if you go through there at least, I'd say in Angelo, probably at least every 2 months.
Okay, and then you buy that Albertsons, HEB?
Albertsons, HEB. Well, I don't know. Now, some of them don't carry that. I mean, I know Walmart and Lowe's does.
And it's called what again?
It's called Dishwasher Magic.
Folks, I don't know about y'all, but I'm learning about something maybe more than I want to know, really. But, okay, but let me ask you one quick question because I want to move on to some other appliances. But on a lot of our inspection reports, we get where the drain is too low or too high or something on from the dishwasher to the sink. What are they talking about?
What they're talking about is if you hook up the drain and you don't loop it up above the bottom of the sink, water from your sink can go back down to your dishwasher. So when you're putting in your dishwasher, originally installing it, it needs to be the drain hose and be looped up above the bottom of the sink, then come back down to either your disposal if it's drained out of it or
kind of like the reverse of a P-trap.
Yeah, right. You might say upside down P-trap, basically what you look at.
Okay, that makes total sense.
That keeps that water from going back down to your dishwasher.
I've asked several people that question, the inspector, and nobody's actually answered it correctly. Nobody's given me a reasonable answer. Thank you for doing that.
You're welcome.
Because that makes sense why, yes, you want it. Because you don't want the stuff, your garbage disposal stuff coming back in there.
Yeah. That'd be pretty nasty. Strong smell, too.
Yeah, it'd be nasty. Okay, what about ovens? You know, we got double ovens, right top of top.
Okay, ovens, the main thing about ovens is people don't realize it seems like, all right, you got a double oven. All right, you want to go buy a new one. All right, you know, it's a 27-inch oven. You want to go another new 27-inch oven. We don't realize this. For some reason, these manufacturers now made them all different sizes now. They're not the same size they used to be 5-10 years ago. So I'll tell you one thing. If you're going to do it yourself, make sure you got some carpentry skills.
Mm-hmm.
And
you showed me that at my house.
And one other thing I want to go back on the dishwasher say.
Okay.
Around here, they're all, most of them are hardwired. And people don't realize this. That's the number one killer. It's 110 going to that thing. But if you're going to do it yourself, make sure, you know, go buy a tester. Put on there. Don't get yourself killed just changing that dishwasher.
I'm just going to call you Tom.
Okay.
I'm just going to tell you right now. Make it real easy. Okay. Double ovens. You're talking. Okay, you know what I find in a lot of our older homes, Santa Rita home stuff, that really are the older 20, 30-year-olds, they have the little bitty narrow double ovens.
24-inch.
They don't even make them anymore, do they?
Yeah, they still make a 24-inch. They're getting harder and harder to find.
I was going
to
say, because we had a hard time. Like, the owner of the house said he couldn't find one.
The problem is, you got some of these older homes, and they're nice and everything else, but some of these nice, you know, Santa Rita, that's some nice homes, you got 24-inch oven. Problem is, they're going to have all new cabinet work, never go to anything different, because they're pretty much stuck with that 24-inch. Because most of the time they built the cabinets, there's no room to cut on them. But you can still get them.
So that's why old Glenn at R&S Cabinet likes this, that situation. He used to replace all the cabinets when they want to do that.
Well, I got a cabinet guy, too. So you know when it,
you got it covered then.
Yeah, we got it covered. You need cabinets, we can do that, too.
On double ovens, what would you recommend on it? Again, not the bad one. What's a good one?
Well, of course, I'm always, like I said, Bosch is my favorite pick. That's just me.
For every appliance?
But as far as a double oven, I mean, even a Frigidaire. I've had some luck on, even like ovens, it's kind of different than some other thing. Like dishwasher, maybe not so much on a Frigidaire, but on double oven, Frigidaire seems to be doing fine. I mean, don't know. I can tell by not having to change them out, I put it that way. So the ovens I'm probably not as picky about as I am a dishwasher.
See, and the reason I'm asking you, I used to mow yards when I was a kid. I haven't mowed yard in a long time, so I had a lawnmower. But know this, when I go to people's houses, and we're listening to their house, everybody that has a Honda lawnmower in their garage, every man goes, I love that lawnmower. That lawnmower. You know, when you hear that enough time, I'm going to say a Honda lawnmower is a good lawnmower. So I'm thinking, you've been around enough appliances that you've had to take out the ones you have, that when you say that's a good appliance, you know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I think so. I hope so.
Yeah, I'm so too. So let's go with Bosch. We go with Bosch on a dishwasher, baby. Bosch, and what's some other good brands? I know we've got the top of the
line. Whirlpool's still pretty fair on dishwashers. And KitchenAid's are top of the line. It's still a good dishwasher.
See, I think that's what's in mind that was said. But you know what? I think, you know what?
You can get a bad one, anything you get. It don't matter if it's
a... You get a Mercedes, it's a lemon.
I'm asking you, if you say you can get a bad one, anything you get.
But you know what I'm thinking more and more is that may be the user on this part, because maybe we're not taking the care when you take of this dishwasher, because you can take a Bosch, I'm sure, and screw it up.
No, you can take a Bosch, yeah.
But this may be...
If you don't go through the steps and keep it clean, where, you know, it's like maintaining a car, you maintain a dishwasher. Keep it cleaned out so she can keep them jets clean so it can wash.
That's Tinker. He works for you. He used to be a good friend of mine when he was head of the Lake Patrol in Nazareth. I was president that year, and he was head of it and did a good job. And he came over, and he was, I didn't know there was even a filter in the dishwashers.
Oh, yeah, there's a filter where the water brings your water in. And you go watch that, too, because if it gets stopped up enough, you want the water. But you can tell by that, because if it's not filling up like it's supposed to, that's what that is. That filter is just filtering water coming into it. So, and that filter usually, it takes quite a bit to stop that up. So it's not something that's just going to stop up all the time. It's, you know.
So, folks, any of your appliance stuff, any of your needs, when you get ready to exchange stuff out, and I know this on a lot of the dishwashers, but a lot of the houses too, and maybe not up to the Bosch, but, you know, by the time you repair one, especially when you can buy it Lowe's for $200 or $300, it's easier just to go buy a new one.
Yeah, I think, say, if your dishwasher, say, over 5 years old, if it's me, I probably wouldn't even call a tech, because most of the time you're wasting 80, 90 bucks to them tell you to turn around and go buy a new one anyway.
And that's just the way microwaves.
Same with microwaves, over the range of microwaves. Most of the time, what they cost, time you get a tech out there, they're going to charge you 80, 90 bucks to come out and look at it and say if you had a part put in it. All right, time to get through, you could have bought a new microwave for the time and material they've got into it.
I don't know how, same way. You go to Walmart places, they got a little microwave in there for, you know, $42.
Yeah,
it's on the counter. I don't know how they package it up and ship it over here for $42.
So probably because it says China at the bottom of it.
Yeah. Okay, Tom, we're gonna take a break. Before we do, tell them again, how do they get a hold of you?
Just call me at 325-656-3668.
And folks, and you know, I don't want anybody on my show that we don't use, but I can tell you this, Tom's been a good friend for a long time, and he's changed out a lot of appliances for me over the years. I highly recommend him, and he is one good hombre. Folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.